so grand, and started out on its way. All of the passengers that were on board seemed to be happy and gay, but one little boy who sat by himself was reading a letter he had. You could plainly tell by the look on his face that the contents of it made him sad. The stern old conductor then started his round, taking tickets from everyone there, and finally reaching the side of the boy, he gruffly demanded his fare. "I have no ticket," the boy then replied, "but I'll pay you back someday. Then I'll put you off at the next stop we make." But he stopped when he heard the boy say, "Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of this train. The best friend I have in this world, sir, is waiting for me in pain, expecting to die any moment, sir, and may not live through the day. I wanna reach home and kiss mother goodbye before God takes her away." Sitting near was heard to exclaim, "If you put him off, it's a shame." Taking his hand, a collection she made, the boy's way was paid on the train. "I'm obliged to you, miss, for your kindness to me. You're welcome," she said, "never fear." Each time the conductor would pass through the car, the boy's words would ring in his ear, "Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of this train. Best friend I have in this world, sir, is waiting."